With the rise of rent in our city, some families have found a way to get out of the market altogether. Robin and her husband used to dream of driving a fancy RV across Canada in their retirement. But when their landlord told them at renewal time their rent was going up by $700, they had to adjust their plans.
I looked at the rental market and then I started to think. The first thing is they want to raise it up to $700 more monthly. And at that point, when you add what it was, where you are, then you have to add the fact that there's all the utilities to add and all the other expenses.
They have two kids, good credit, and they own their own small business in the city.
My husband is a trades worker. We own a small business. We have good credit. We have decent income.
So they did the most logical thing. Got a loan, bought a nice RV, and parked at a year-round campsite not far from town. The logistics of their day-to-day family life has changed, but Robin says it hasn't been unmanageable. Since her husband still works in the city, he drops the kids aged 7 and 14 off at school. They're hoping to re-enroll them in a school closer to camp next year. Plus, Robin says in her new RV, she's got more storage space in her kitchen than she ever did in an apartment. And she's looking forward to getting a small dog without having to worry about appeasing a landlord. She says altogether with loan repayment, lot fees, utilities, and satellite internet, they're paying less than they were renting in the city.
You're going to pay almost $3,000 a month to someone else's mortgage. It doesn't go towards anything for you. Even when you finance a car, when you're done your payments, it's your car.
While some campgrounds charge utilities above and beyond the lot rental fee, others just include them. Jackie Fenske is the manager of guest services at Bow River's Edge Campground. For a 50-amp spot all in, it'll cost you $13.50 a month. She says they don't mind having long-term tenants.
So no, we actually enjoy it because it's a really nice community of people. I would say majority is longer term, and then maybe, you know, 25 to 30% is sort of more in and out.
And they're seeing more and more families move in and stay year-round.
We are seeing definitely an influx of families coming in or wanting to get in. We're very busy. Many requests people were leaving their rented homes because the landlords have increased the rent and they were kind of in this panic mode. But having said that, we've had to increase ours as well, just because of the substantial cost and utilities.
As for Robin and her family, their long-term plan has shifted as well. They used to be saving up for a house in Calgary. Now they're saving up for land outside where they can park their new home. She says if you're interested in doing what they have done, just be ready for any surprise costs that come with winterizing your unit. Andrea Montgomery, City News.